From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Colombia's Congress on Wednesday approved a peace deal between the government and the rebel group known as FARC to end more than 50 years of war. The lower house approved the deal without any opposing votes. A day after members of the Senate backed it, the same outcome. Members of the former president, Alvaro Uribe's party, walked out in protest in both chambers. He has criticized the peace deal as being too lenient on FARC members. Peace negotiations have stretched on for 4 years in an effort to end the conflict that has killed more than 220,000 people and displaced millions. The United Nations Security Council unanimously approved on Wednesday to impose a new round of targeted economic sanctions against North Korea for its September 9th nuclear test. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon spoke after the vote was taken.
Today's resolution includes the toughest and most comprehensive sanctions regime ever imposed by the Security Council.
The sanctions could cost North Korea more than $800 million a year in lost funds used to possibly finance its nuclear and ballistic missile programs. United Nations Humanitarian Chief Stephen O'Brien is urging countries with influence to do everything within their power to protect civilians in eastern Aleppo. A draft resolution at the United Nations Security Council is calling for a 10-day truce in Aleppo and for the cessation of hostilities. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power supports the resolution.
The past 5 days have witnessed one of the most extreme bombardments of civilian areas in the entire life of the conflict, ravaging what was left in the once majestic eastern part of Aleppo.
Samantha Power. From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump is embarking on what he called a thank-you tour Thursday with a campaign-style rally in Cincinnati, Ohio, hours after he appears in Indiana to tout an agreement with air conditioner maker Carrier to keep about 1,000 jobs there. Matt Will, an associate professor of finance at Indiana University, says Trump may use leverage, or may have used leverage, that is, to keep the jobs in the U.S.
The parent company for Carrier is United Technologies. They have $6 billion of government contracts. Those contracts are primarily at the discretion of the executive branch, which means the president. So it didn't take much for Trump to call up Carrier and, without implying or even explicitly saying quid pro quo, he could have simply used a few words and a few phrases, and all of a sudden Carrier says, oh my goodness, we could lose part of our $6 billion. Let's just go ahead and keep the jobs here.
In Indiana, Trump and Vice President-elect Mike Pence are due to visit Carrier's plant in Indianapolis and give a more detailed announcement of the deal to keep the jobs in the Midwestern state instead of moving them to Mexico. Dozens of protesters gathered outside police headquarters in Charlotte, North Carolina, Wednesday night after a prosecutor announced no charges would be filed against the officer who shot and killed a black man in September. The demonstration was peaceful, a contrast to the 2 days of riots following Keith Lamont Scott's death. Some of Wednesday's protesters used the rally to highlight concerns about the use of force by police, particularly against minorities. OPEC agreed Wednesday to cut oil production for the first time since 2008 in an effort to boost prices and challenge non-OPEC producers to follow suit. Russia, a non-OPEC member, agreed to cut its oil output by 300,000 barrels a day. The news from OPEC and Russia caused a 10% surge in oil prices in New York and an overall boost in energy stocks. December 1st marks World AIDS Day. For the past three decades, that is, activists around the world put a spotlight on the AIDS virus on this day, encouraging testing as well as spreading information on how to keep from getting it. Manny Baez is participating in a clinical trial in the United States for an AIDS vaccine.
I found out about this on the internet, actually. I had read lots of stories lately promising, you know, a cure, a vaccine for HIV, and I felt the need to do something to help. And I went to the NIH website and I applied to do a research study, and I got matched to this one. And so here I am.
Manny Baez. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.